Harford, White, Ramanaskis. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
Great to have your company on the Breakfast Club this morning. Don't forget Mickey Blue Eyes, not too far away. But Brad Hodge has decided he wants to get on red in the Big Bash this season with the Melbourne Renegades. Great to have him as part of the best team in the business. And he joins us this morning on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Hodgie.
Yes, very good morning.
Yes, very good morning. Always a very good morning when you're on the program. The Melbourne Renegades. Now, you've seen a couple of teams in the Big Bash. Was it just a matter of time before you came back?
Look, I think I spent some really quality seasons over in Adelaide for Strikers. And it was nice to be able to come home and sort of play, you know, with the kids that have been here in Melbourne and all, play with the Melbourne Renegades. Play on the MCG against the Stars and play at Etihad. I think it's going to be pretty cool summer.
It's going to be very cool. Great to have you in the Renegade colours. Were you disappointed with the way things seem to have ended at the Strikers?
Of course, but, you know, as you know in sport, nothing ends well. I thought that I did pretty well over there and performed, very well to my high standard of cricket, but also, led the team pretty well as captain. Things never end well, as I said, but look, that's okay. That's past, and I really enjoyed my time over there in the Strikers, but I'm certainly looking forward to playing in Melbourne.
What sort of advantage is it, Brad, to have yourself, Cameron White, Aaron Finch, all leaders on the field in a T20 environment where things happen so quickly? Because we often hear about how important leadership is out on the field.
Well, it could be a case of too many cooks in the kitchen in that one, I reckon. straight away, what comes to mind is, two past Australian T20 captains. So I think I'll just add to what those guys already bring to the table. So I'm really looking forward to working with the younger kids. There's some quality players in that lineup for the Renegades. I think it's a really strong squad. And I've just got a specific role which Andrew wants me to do. So I'll help the youngsters, fill that void in a certain period of time. Finchie's on top of the world, played well in India. We'll probably lose him again for half the season, which is always a loss. But Cameron's certainly step into his shoes and do a pretty good job.
You kind of half answered the question about, obviously, you're really close with Andrew McDonald and the attraction of almost being like an assistant coach. And is that where you kind of see yourself going down the track as a sort of a short-form coach, even at the international level?
Yeah, that's what he wanted me, like my role as well is to try and help with the strategic side of stuff. Pretty much, planning against opposition, just sort of leading in, prepping players for, what's expected and stuff. So I love that sort of role. I really love the strategic management side of sport. So, I can't wait to do that. That's and good thing is it's a good friend of mine as well. So when he first approached me to see if I wanted to come to the Renegades, I sort of said, look, I do, but make sure it's for the right reasons. If I can, impact your side, make it better, then by all means, let's do it. But, if it's just friend having friend, then I said, don't do it. So we were pretty strong on that point that he was like, mate, we need you to, come and just fill this spot for us, which has been lacking in the last few years. And you can also help what you've been doing at the Strikers with the younger kids as well. So now we're looking forward to the partnership.
Hodgie, we can't let you go without asking you about the Test team and what's going to happen there. You've endorsed Glenn Maxwell in the Herald Sun today. Why do you think he's the best man for that number six spot?
Because he's Victorian. and look, I'll be honest, it was his spot last time. He was at number six the last time they played for Australia. I actually can't see anyone that's jumped out of the skin and play well to say, hey, I want a bat there and this is my spot. So, for the last 3 weeks, we've been combing through scores in Sheffield Shield cricket and there's not one person that's jumping out, apart from Cameron Bancroft, that says, I'm ready to play and I'm in good form and let's get going. So for me, Maxie's that person. I watched him at the MCG last week and he got 60 and 70, batted pretty well. And for me, that's good enough. A lot of these guys are under pressure, you know, thinking about the actual test spot, and it's hard to get on with your work when you're actually concentrating on what might be. So once the selection's made, you'll just see people free up and probably score runs left, right and centre.
We hope so, because that's what's going to be required in the Ashes campaign. We'll see you free up and score plenty of runs at Etihad Stadium in red for the Renegades in the Big Bash this summer as well, Hodgie. Nice to chat, mate. Stay well.
See you, Daniel and Adam Squared. See you later. Bye-bye.